Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Ah, Darren Frell is here. Darren, where are you going to start?
Great question. What a day of sport yesterday. So many. We could start this bulletin with maybe four or five different stories, but seeing as you're here, will we start with Ennis? And
do you have to? Anyway, go on.
Poor old Claire. 9 points up at one stage, Rachel.
I know. Don't add to their misery, but it was just...
They were brilliant. I genuinely, it was a game we were covering yesterday on the radio, and Claire were brilliant. And then
it just all slipped away. I know I shouldn't say that, because we have to give credit to Limerick that
big
they
time.
Can be a long way from their best and still win the way they did.
Yeah, three second half goals and just swung it back. And some people might have been writing them off at one stage yesterday, but certainly those goals, the springboard, I think, for a famous win, and to do it down there as well was something special for the Limerick people. More on that a little bit later on. Waterford beat Cork as well, 225 to 125. This was another brilliant match. So much expected of Cork this season. Waterford, though, well-deserved victory. And what does that mean for next week? It's Cork and Clare in Porky Cueve. That's going to be...
savage, yeah. As they might say at home.
Good word for it, savage. In Leinster, the Dublin, this was a little bit overshadowed, but what a comeback by the Dubs. Heading into injury time, 3 minutes of injury time, they're down. In 90 seconds, they scored two goals and they turned it around to get a draw with Wexford. Kilkenny and Galway recorded wins over Antrim and Carlow. But let's hear from the Dublin manager, Micheál Donoghue. I think even he was struggling to find the words for that.
As you say, if you can't win it, don't lose it. So... I thought the lads showed massive resilience. You know, they stayed at it, and there's a great spirit in the group, and the last month has gone well. You know, testament to the lads for staying with it, and when the two opportunities were there, they took them. You know, they had their dominant patch as well, got a few scores, but testament to our boys, they done really well and stayed in it.
There was drama in the Joe McDonagh Cup as well. Two surprising results. Kerry beat Westmeath. Leash got the better of Offaly. Leash with a couple of late goals there against Offaly to secure a famous win for them as well. In football, Mayo beat Roscommon by 5 points in Connacht. In Ulster, Tyrone overcame Cavan after extra time. I thought this one was heading to penalties as well. But Cavan, who were eight down at one stage, rallied late, sent the game to extra time, but then they just lost by a point. Matty Donnelly was one of the stars for Tyrone. He was with Sean Perry after the game.
Yeah, the body's certainly exhausted. In my own case, you go from not playing more than 30 in the last 9 months to having to get through that. So you have to find a way. Look, there's probably a few boys could have put their hands up to go off near the end, but we ran out of subs. So, look, we got through it, and probably just over the full day, just done enough to get through it, but we have to go up a few levels there next week.
Six debutants in that side. You obviously, Padraig Hamsey and Michael McKernan, along with McCurry, were going to be looked on to hold their hands effectively.
Yeah, but having said that, it was probably the younger brigade that were putting their hands up and showing for ball near the end and digging us out. Look, no more showing myself. I wouldn't be happy with some of the decisions I made throughout the game, near cautious at the end. So look, we've a lot to work on from top to bottom, and not a lot of time to do it.
Yeah, Matty, in his own words, they found a way. They certainly did. The TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship also got underway at the weekend in Leinster yesterday. Wins for Dublin and Meath. In the FA Cup, Coventry almost pulled off one of the great comebacks. They came from 3-0 down to finish 3-3 with Manchester United. That was after normal time. Game went to extra time. Coventry thought they'd score the winner moments from the end of extra time, ruled out by VAR offside. United won the shootout 4-2, and the United manager Erik ten Hag denied the manner of their win was an embarrassment.
Feeling of almost embarrassment at how you let that game nearly go.
So, mixed feelings is clear, but it's a huge achievement to be twice in a FA Cup final in 2 years. The last 20 years, United was five times in the final. Now we are two times in 2 years, so it's a huge achievement. But of course, when you are so in control in the game, when you're so dominating the game, and 3-0 up, then we should bring it over the finish. And the way we did was not good. But also, I have to say, in the penalty series, how we act there, how determined we were, That is finally that is a good sign and has show good character. But from the 70 minute and to the end, there we make mistakes and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, Eric, under a bit of pressure, I think. We'll see what happens in that FA Cup final. In the Premier League, Liverpool got their title challenge back on track, beat Fulham 3-1. But the big talking point was Everton and Nottingham Forest. Everton winning that match 2-0, big win for them because they're 5 clear now in terms of points of the relegation zone. Forest are 4th from bottom, only a point ahead of Luton. Forest deeply unhappy. They had 3 penalty claims turned down and they used their social media channels yesterday to question the video assistant referee, who they claim is a Luton fan. It's fairly unprecedented stuff, to be honest. I'll go into it in a bit more detail later on. Also wins there for Aston Villa and Crystal Palace. Rangers will meet Celtic in the Scottish Cup final. They beat Hearts yesterday 1-0. On the PGA Tour, Scotty Scheffler will have to wait until later today to be confirmed the winner of the RBC Heritage event. Play was delayed yesterday because of weather, lightning there, so they didn't get the light to finish. So he is one of 9 players to go back at 5 clear, 3 holes to play. Seamus Power tied for 12th. He's on the 18th, would you believe? And Rory McIlroy is on 7 under par. Nelly Korda won the Chevron Championship and the Irish Paralympian Roisin Éireann won a silver medal in the 100 metre butterfly at the European Swimming Championships in Madeira, Gavin.
Darren, just a final sporting note on one of the big sporting events of this time of year for teenage footballers, hurlers and camogie players across the country. I know you're involved in Galway. Féile girls in Dublin this weekend on a huge scale. You mentioned the penalty shootout in the FA Cup. It finished with a free kick shootout in both the final and the semi-final.
Wow.
Guess who won?
Go
biggest
on.
Club in Dublin?
Yes.
Kilmacud Crokes.
I saw them celebrating on the way home from work yesterday.
Darren, thank you.